Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
So I had to set the mood, okay? I love your office there. You told me that's on top of a barn, did you tell me?
It's a converted stables, an old farm stables building. So many, many, many years ago, the horses were actually housed in here. And then they converted all the farm buildings into houses. And this one was the stables.
Well, I love it. I can feel an energy or something as it comes through. Hello, brains, and welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney. You are at the place, hey, where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, our guest is Gwen Baird. Let me tell you about Gwen. She is the queen of everything when it comes to Twitter. Now, we are all on social media platforms, but have you mastered it? No. There's a lot of gaps. There's a lot of extra bonus stuff that you could probably be utilizing. There's a lot of stuff you might want to stay away from. We're going to talk a little bit about the algorithms because they are changing, you know, again, because we're riding these ponies for free. So we want to talk to her about that. She also works with clients to help them build that algorithm and understand the dynamics and what they need to do to maximize their Twitter use. And she's an amazing woman. She lives above a former barn. So we're going to talk about that. And she's all the way from the UK. Brains, help me welcome her today to The Edge, Gwen Baird, right there. How are you, beautiful?
I am absolutely brilliant. Thank you, April. And thank you for having me on the podcast.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. I wouldn't have it any other way. You are such a smart woman. And, you know, social media is a beast.
And it's
ever evolving and changing. And, you know, it's a lot of restrictions here in the U.S. that they're trying to put on it. But you've mastered Twitter. But before we talk about that, tell me a little bit about your story and how you decided to take on Twitter and learn to master.
Twitter. Yeah, well, it was actually just coincidence, to be totally honest. I was in a situation where I was working in sales. Loved every minute of it. And at that moment in time, it was within the paper craft industry. So I was driving up and down the country, all across the country, selling paper craft products into trade that they would then sell on. Lots of different companies, different paper crafts all over the place. And it was great because you got to meet some amazing people. Absolutely phenomenal people. It was great. And then I started to feel a little bit unwell. Thought there's something not quite right here. So long story short, we had lots of investigations done, lots of tests done. And it turned out that I have a heart condition called dilated cardiomyopathy. Now that left me very tired, unable to carry all the big sample cases about with me. And there is a family history of it. So I knew what was involved with this. So I knew I had to find something else to do. I could go down two paths, April. I could have sat there and had a big, huge pity party. Why me? That's me. Life's over. Nothing's going to work. Or I could decide, right, Gwen, what are you going to do? So I had to sit and think. Come on, Gwen, what can you do that doesn't involve carting all these big suitcases about? So I was just playing about on the computer, as you do, and up popped an advert for a social media course. And I thought, I've got nothing else to do. I could try this. The kids are always talking about it. So I'd done this little course, and well, would you believe I just got addicted to it? And this course led to the next, to then the advanced course, and then on it went. And I thought, I could do this. I then started to look at the clients I used to have in the sales side, thinking, you guys need to be on social media selling this stuff. You need to be on there promoting your business and getting sales in. So I approached a couple of the businesses and they goes, well, Gwen, brilliant. Do it for us. We'll pay you to do it. Because we already had the relationship built up whilst I was selling for them, they trusted me to go and do this. So I got stuck in and I was doing all the different platforms and I still do, but Twitter was the one that just resonated with me. I just understood it, April. I just got it. But not only did I understand it, I was getting results for the clients. And that was what made the difference.
Right.
Yeah.
So I say this with love. Twitter is about the most angriest. or should I say more angry people tend to go to Twitter. Now, Twitter was the end all be all in the beginning.
Yep.
Quick, it was slick. But when you want information as a media source, you go to Twitter.
You're there. Yeah.
Our former number, I can't even call him by his name, when number 45 was in the house, that was his place where he resonated. Now, 46 doesn't tweet. Nope. But I want to understand Twitter because I don't use it as much. Now, I do because I post there because my guests are there. But my mentor says that he has been able to reach some of the most phenomenal people.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Quick and easy, and they love it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Twitter really is one of the most misunderstood platforms.
Okay. So let me identify these before we go into Twitter. Now, from my understanding or from my usage, when you are dealing with people on Facebook, for example, you're really building more of a personal relationship, a little bit more intimate. We're talking about our families. We're talking about our dogs, what we're cooking for dinner, music choices. When you are dealing with Instagram, that's kind of hip and slick. They want a photograph. They want a quick message, something intriguing. You know, you're dealing with the millennials. A lot of people like that on Instagram. If you're an influencer, Instagram is very strong. If you're on LinkedIn, they want B2B. Okay, you're talking to A-level, C-level, E-level executives, you're trying to build business contacts, your business profile. But what is the functionality of a Twitter and a tweet?
Well, basically, Twitter really is one of the most misunderstood platforms. A lot of people who don't use it often think customer complaints will go to Twitter and complain because the big companies are there. They will see the complaints and will get an answer. Mm. Yes, that is true. But if you think about it, you try and sort of reverse engineer that. Put your business out there. Put your product or your service out there in the same way. And people will see you, they'll hear you, and they will come and buy from you. Did you know an interesting fact? 76% of all B2B businesses use Twitter as a marketing tool.
Really?
Yep. 40% of people who see something on Twitter go on to buy. So if you think of it, you've got a huge worldwide network live and you can put yourself in front of it. You build your authority, your reputation, and you touched earlier on your mentor saying he's made some awesome connections on Twitter.
Oh yes.
You can so easily get yourself in contact with some big names on Twitter that you can't reach on any other social media platform.
Right.
And it's all down to being social. The clue is in the word social media.
Now, how many characters is it that you can use, or how many words is it in a tweet?
Well, a Twitter is 280 characters. Okay. 280 characters in a tweet. And it used to only be 140. Oh. And there was uproar when they increased it to 280. but you don't have to use 280. You can use less. But there are things you can do on Twitter. If you've got a story to tell, you can do a thing called a Twitter thread, which you will put in your first tweet. There's a little button, and you put in more narrative. There's a little button, and you can keep going on. So when it all gets put out on Twitter, it reads like a story when you open up the thread.
Wow.
Like people don't realize.
Clips. How long are your clips on your video clips on Twitter?
The video, if you were doing a video to put on to Twitter, it's 2 minutes, 20 seconds. It's a strange number, but it's 2 minutes, 20 seconds. But if you've got something that you really want to say, a message you want to get out, you can go live on Twitter. A lot of people don't realize you can go live on Twitter. Yeah.
If you go live on Twitter, is there a replay option also?
Well, it's a case of you go live and it stays on your tweet. And people that see it after the event just play it and they see it as it was live.
All right. So, you know, if you're targeting a particular business, how would you formulate your tweet to really get their attention?
What you would do is if it's a business that you want to attract, you go and engage with that business. When they tweet, you go and interact. You can put them into, you can make what's called Twitter lists, because it is noisy, it is busy, but you're not expected to see everybody's tweets and read them all. So you create a Twitter list for the people that you want to focus and home in on. And all you would do is when you're in each day, you just click on that list and you can see all the tweets that have been sent out by your favorite people. And you interact, you like, you retweet, you engage. And over time, the company that you're following will start to notice that you're always engaging with them. They start to engage back and then they will follow you. And that's how you get yourself opened up into a bigger audience. It's all about the engagement.
Right. And that is pretty much with all the social media platforms, even Facebook. You know, the lower your engagement is, and engagement brains is not advertisement. Engagement is a dual between two people. You respond to them, they respond to you. You like them, they like you. You post to them, they post to you. It's, you know, you have to do that. You know, just sitting there on your loins like a bumpkin is not going to get
you.
So many people collect, you know, that's so annoying. They collect people like tokens on these social media platforms.
Vanity metrics,
anybody that likes you or sends out a request, you click on them. I don't do that. I go in and I kind of make sure that I'm in alignment. These people are watching you. They're following you. You are engaging with them. They're seeing pictures of your kids. They know the proximity of where you live, you know, what you're doing for your profession, all of this. So you want to be very, very careful with that. You know what I noticed too? I noticed that people don't get hacked on Twitter like they do on Instagram and Facebook.
Right. There are steps you can take to make sure that your account is secure. You can have things like two-factor authentication. You change your password regularly. But it is a lot more difficult to get hacked. Twitter has come down big time as well recently on bots, people that have opened up bot accounts, that they're not real people. It's just automated following and followers, and they're all getting scrapped and taken down now. So they're pretty on the ball at the moment is Twitter. Yeah.
And they're on the ball politically as well, because it was such a big brouhaha. Oh my God, it was ugly. And people just felt that they had this keyboard courage and they could say anything that they like.
Yeah.
And they can put out false narratives about COVID, about political affiliation, about insurrections, Bitcoin, a lot of that. So now they are really going in and filtering that. Are they think that they're filtering that with an algorithm? Are they filtering that with artificial intelligence? Are they filtering that with keywords, hashtags? Or a combination of all?
All of the above, yeah. Hashtags on Twitter are huge. People forget this. and a lot of magic can happen with your own engagement and your own following when you use the right hashtags.
You said the right hashtags. I don't mean to cut you off, but what do you mean the right hashtags?
Right. If you're sending out a tweet on a certain subject, you make sure you add in a hashtag that's appropriate to the content of your tweet, that's relevant. Something, for example, like if you were putting a tweet out, or if I was tweeting about you, I would always tend to put hashtag podcast, because we're talking about you and your podcast. People that are building up a brand can also have their own hashtag. Like you could have hashtag brains or hashtag on the edge. So anybody that's come in that knows you for hashtag on the edge puts that in the search bar, and up comes every single tweet that's used on the edge.
Wow.
So if you wanted to see who's tweeting about you and who's saying what about you, you type in hashtag on the edge, because you promote it all the time, you use it all the time. So your clients will use it, your guests will use it, and then you can see who's saying what about you.
So what are some tricks of the trade that we should really consider outside of the hashtags when we're using Twitter?
Twitter chat hours, live networking hours. You heard of Twitter chats?
No, I haven't.
What that is, it's a live networking hour that somebody will host at the same time every week. It could be every fortnight or every month, whatever they choose. Some of them are every evening, where you can go in and you can promote you, who you are, what you do. You can promote your podcast. You could be asking for people to come on your podcast, and then people would reply to you. They would DM you, or they would reply to your tweet. But once you get yourself into those networking hours, the secret is to attend, be present, and engage with others. And they help spread the news about you too. You will share their tweets, they will share your tweets, and you get into the real conversations.
How many users do you think there are on Twitter?
There is about, at the moment, last time I checked, there is 191 million daily active users.
Daily.
Wow. Yeah.
And there's 2.4 billion people in the world. Do you realize the reach and the magnitude of that?
Yeah.
Who's the owner of Twitter? Mark Zuckerberg doesn't own Twitter.
No, it's not. I can't remember the chap's name off the top of my head. I would have to go and look that one up again.
But Zuckerberg owns Instagram and he owns Facebook.
Yeah, not Twitter. No.
Not Twitter.
No. Okay.
So what you have to understand, two brains, is that you, like I said, are riding this pony for free. And people get so indignant. Oh, I can't believe they've done this, and I can't believe they've looked at the algorithm, and I can't believe. But could you imagine what it would have been like if we did not have social media during the pandemic? There would have been triple the amount of suicides. There would have been triple the amount of anxiety. Children would not have been able to go to school, you know, and learn anything. This is revolutionary. My mother used to say it's the devil. She hated it.
Yeah. There is, I mean, when people get totally overwhelmed with Twitter at the speed it goes, but you do not have to read every single tweet. You don't have to see all these millions of tweets that come out. That's not the point. You have your own audience, and there are things you can do on Twitter to make sure you only see what you want to see. But you can put yourself out there at the same time, grow a real audience of people that will interact with you and bring in those leads, whether it be you can attract people to sign up to your email list. You can attract people to your Facebook group. You can attract people to your LinkedIn. You know, you can attract people to sign up for freebies. And like I said, you could attract people, the right people, to come forward and ask to be on your podcast. You can go and search for the right people for your podcast. It's huge.
So when you go, now you see this little blue box and it's a check. So that is saying that that person is actually Michelle Obama.
Yeah. These are called verified accounts. Now, for about the past 18 months to 2 years, they were not allowing anybody to verify their accounts because they were inundated. But they have just recently opened up again. You can apply to have your account verified. Now, all that means is there's certain criteria you've got to meet, and Twitter will give you the blue tick, and it just means you are certified to be who you say you are in your business. It used to only be celebrities that would have these in the early days, but now businesses can get them. And you've got to be active on Twitter. You've got to have a good following on Twitter. Your content's got to be good. Your business has got to be real. You know, so you've really got to have a presence and an authority to get that verified blue tick.
And you have to go in and check your messages. It's just mail. You know, I send things to people in the mail and it's been in their post office box for a week. They don't check their mail. That is a part. It's a part of the follow-up, Brains. That is key. It's not just the initial contact. You make the initial contact with someone, whether it be sales, be it social media, be it in print, whatever the situation is, but the follow-up is key. People get busy. And unfortunately, you may not be their priority at that particular time. But when you go for the follow-up, I get so many responses. Oh, thank you for following up. I might have missed this message.
Yep.
Isn't that key?
Yep, totally, completely. And it's all about being consistent with your approach. And then once you've got yourself established and you have your bio all optimized for you with appropriate call to action, so as people know what you do, and where to find you and where to go. Once all that's there, it works in the background because people will find you and they'll stick with you and those leads and inquiries will start to come in. But you've got to be consistent, and you can actually have a nice little daily routine that doesn't take long at all, and you're continually growing and growing. It is quite magical once you understand the foundations of the platform.
It is. And so I find that that's pretty similar on a lot of the platforms.
Yeah.
And people are searching. They're searching hashtags. They're searching your business name. They're looking for your tweets. They're looking for that consistency. They're looking for your following. You know, it's hard to build a following and to become an influencer if you're not consistent.
Because absolutely.
That's what they want. They want people that are going to be there and people that are following them and excited about it. So where do you see these social media platforms going in the future?
I think there is a big shift on the horizon. I can see a shift happening. There's a lot of, especially since the pandemic, because there is so much more noise on social media now. Because everybody that didn't do social media because they were busy traveling to and from work and then sitting in their offices, they're now all on social media trying to push their business, you know, their whatever it is they do. And it's become really noisy, everybody vying for position. But there's lots of new platforms opening up. Lots of people tend to be jumping ship from Facebook because they're putting too many restrictions. It's more or less you've got to spend the money now if you want to get your business noticed on Facebook. But people are getting a bit sensible and a bit wise and thinking, nah. We don't need to be spending loads of money if we don't have to.
Well, you don't have to, but along those same lines, why should Mark Zuckerberg do it for free?
Of course, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But because they keep changing the goalposts, you've got people that used to spend thousands and thousands of pounds on Facebook ads.
Right.
They're no longer working because they have stretched the goalposts to encompass all the little groups and the pages. And if you want to get seen, you've got to pay us now. So those people are suffering. The loyal people that have been there from the beginning, they're really suffering now because it's like greed almost in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're finding other ways to promote their business, but they're already established, you see, so they can do that.
Right.
They've got the power to do that. Yeah. But Twitter has totally transformed over the past 8-9 months. I mean, you can now, there's now live rooms that you go into called Twitter Spaces. It's almost like, are you familiar with Clubhouse?
It's, yeah, it to me, Clubhouse is overwhelming. I need to sit there with a cocktail. It's just it's a lot of noise. But again, one of my mentors loves it. She says that she has created so many contacts. She's generated a lot of business. Again, you have to know, one side doesn't fit all.
Of course, but Twitter's got a very similar feature, but it's got a different feel to it, April. You should try it. If you're ever on Twitter and you see the little circles at the top where you would normally post your Twitter fleets, which is the same as your Instagram stories, if they're purple, somebody's in a live chat room, you can just hop in there and listen. And the conversations are totally different to what's going on in Clubhouse.
Okay.
You can have real intimate, you could start your own Twitter space and your following could come and join you at any night of the week that you decide that you want to be on, and you can be chatting to your audience and you could pick up people for your podcast, right, left and center.
Wow. These are some tips that I had no idea. Let me say, is there a lot of, do you think artificial intelligence working in the background with Twitter? Well, it has to be because they've really kind of picked up on all of this negativity.
They pick up on the buzzwords, don't they? Anybody that's using these buzzwords a lot, whatever it is that's on their radar at the time, it does, it gets picked up.
Right.
Because especially now, because if they think something's a bit sensitive, they will tell you before that tweet goes out that this could be sensitive. Do you still want to tweet it?
Right.
So they're certainly watching what's going on.
Do you think that Twitter might also start charging for their service like Facebook does?
Well, there are new features on the horizon. They're on trial at the moment, and it's all about monetizing. So as you make money and Twitter make money at the same time. There's a couple of things they're doing. One's called a super follow, I think it's called, whereby you can have a set of followers that want more from you. So if they give you a small subscription every month, they get access to content that the other people don't have. So you would make content specially for them and they would pay you for it.
Now, you know, there's a lot of people that are taking on this position of being a social media correspondent, and they are actually handling the social media for companies. I'm going to ask you a little bit more about that because you have clients that you do that for.
Yes.
But friends, what I want you to consider is that the person that you hire is your voice.
Absolutely.
It is
100%. Yeah.
Brand, if they go, rogue, say something crazy, if they don't post consistently like you think they should,
yeah,
so you still need to go with an eagle eye view and watch and maintain the content that's going out because it's representing you. You can't just turn it over to somebody.
No, you have to be really, really careful. I see so many people and companies that say we do social media management, and what they'll do is they'll create posts, they go into some software and they'll schedule this one post to go out on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook and copy it over to Twitter, so they've got the one post that goes out at the same time on all the platforms. That's not social media. It really isn't, because every platform does have its own personality. And it has to be treated in the right way for you to get the maximum results and the right people to follow you, for to get results full stop.
Exactly. I see that. What about posting times? I monitor that. When are people more likely to be online? That's what you want to capitalize on.
Yeah.
Fridays, for example, is not a good day. People are tired on Friday. They want to go home. They want to relax. Saturday, they're running their errands. Sundays and Wednesdays are powerful. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Again, Mondays are incredibly busy on Twitter. Monday mornings, exceptionally busy. Early morning on Twitter is brilliant for business. But you've also got to think, when is your audience online?
Right.
For example, if you cater for young mums with kids at school, there is no point in doing all your social media at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when they're out on the school run and the kids are home and they're tired and they're grumpy and they're hungry and they've got homework to do, because those mums won't be online then. They might be in the playground for a couple of minutes, but other than that, there's nothing they can do because they're too busy. 7:30 at night, when the little darlings are in bed and mum sat down to relax for the evening, I'll just have a scroll through social media. Then you've got their attention. So you have to think about your audience and when are they likely to be about.
International audiences as well, too, because
Yep.
of the international clock.
Yep, of course.
It's 10 o'clock for me, it's 6 o'clock for you.
Yep.
And if you are trying to maximize and draw an international audience, then you need to, unfortunately, set yourself up to be available to them when they are.
Now, with Twitter too, you can schedule your posts and you don't get penalized. Other platforms don't like you using scheduling. They like it to be done organically, and it isn't always possible, but you do not get penalized with Twitter. The only time I would say I'm not a fan of scheduling, but you can do it with Twitter. For example, remember as well on Twitter, your tweet lasts about 10, 15 minutes, and then it's so far down that anybody logging on won't see it, unless they're people that follow you continuously, then they get notifications. But if, say, for example, you've got a tweet that's done really well, you can send that tweet out again a few days later, and a few days after that, and then a week after that. So you can actually build up a bank of relevant evergreen tweets that it doesn't matter what day of the week it is or what holiday we're on. But if you are going to schedule, you've got to be mindful that if something big happens and, a big disaster or anything like that, you've got to try and be mindful that you've not got silly tweets going out that would normally be fun and engaging if it's a sensitive time. That's the only thing to be aware of. And if you do schedule into Twitter chat hours, be present to respond and engage with others.
Right. And don't worry about a large following right away, brains. You have to build that. You're looking for quality on all of these social media platforms. I don't go for that, well, we have 1 million followers. I don't want 1 million followers. I want 100,000 leaders. I want someone that's going to engage. I want someone that's going to like. I want someone that's going to share. I want someone that's going to do some business. I want someone that I'm interested in what they're doing and what they're saying. It's a trusted relationship. It's just like your Rolodex. It's just like a networking. You're just doing this virtually. Wouldn't you agree, Gwen?
Absolutely, 100%. You see so many people, especially on Twitter, saying, I will give you three tweets a day and it'll be £50 a month. And people go, that's brilliant. That's a great price. That's me. That's my Twitter taken care of. Anybody could put out three tweets a day. It's going to mean nothing. You're going to get no engagement because it's got nothing to do with your personality or your business or what. It's just three tweets a day.
Wow.
£50. You'd be as well just putting that £50 in the bin.
Well, you have been a wealth of information. Yes, you have. Now I'm gonna go in and sharpen my Twitter game.
Good. I'll keep an eye on it.
Because I saw that. I see that you're building, your LinkedIn. I saw that. But I'm gonna really kind of work on that because there are some people that I really, really want, and I have, I really didn't know how to maximize that. I send them a tweet and I say, are you interested? And I'd love to interview you. And then crickets, you're nothing. If they see that you're following them, and that you're interacting, and that you have a vested interest, and even if it's their staff, that knows that, they're saying, oh, wow, this person is doing this, so I
I
get.
mean, yeah, they could have a directive from the boss to say, look, I would like to get on some podcasts. If anything comes up, let me know. You know, don't forget the PR opportunities on Twitter is phenomenal. Okay. It's the biggest kept secret. Okay. You can get yourself in the press. You can get yourself guests for your podcast. Just keep your eye on the PR. It's a hashtag journal request.
Journal request.
Journal request.
Okay.
Go in there whenever you're on Twitter and just have a quick scroll down and you'll see what people are asking for. And just jump on them.
Jump on. Well, how can people jump on with you, Gwen? Because I would love for them to work with you. I mean, you have this down to a science, and I love your Scottish. Is it Scottish?
It is, yes. Well done, yes.
Scottish accent is absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So tell my brains how to get in contact with you and also the offerings that you have right now.
Well, they can find me on Twitter at @rag_social. Or if they search for Gwen Baird, it will come up too. You can get me on LinkedIn at Gwen Baird. You find me on Facebook at Gwen Baird. And what I do at the moment is I have a couple of things. That is my Twitter Academy, which is basically, it's a lifetime access to all the trainings. Everything I know I put into trainings. You've got full access to that. But you also have access to me once a week for live Q&A sessions and monthly coaching calls. And that's just a rolling program. There's no time limits, no stress. You're in there to learn. You can dip in and out, lifetime access. And that's the Twitter Academy, which is my baby. Been a long time in the making. Or there's a DIY course, which is just, you know, jump in, work through the trainings, and off you go. You're on your own. So you can choose what style you would like.
Let me ask one other thing, and maybe not quoting your prices, but when you're looking for someone to manage your social media, what are we looking like as far as a fair and reasonable cost?
A fair and reasonable cost. If are you talking here about full management, as in,
like creating your posts, managing your messages?
The whole kit and caboodle, basically taking on your personality and getting you out there. You're looking at £600 a month.
Okay.
I don't know what that would be in dollars.
We'll convert it. Brains, yeah. That's your homework. Convert the £600 to dollars.
Yeah.
Or ruples or whatever currency you're using right now. Well, this has been so fun and engaging. And I will continue to follow you. And I have made myself a ton of notes.
Brilliant.
Try some of these things a little bit every week until I master it. And once I see my success, I'm going to come back and report to you. This is really, really fascinating. And I thank you so much for being here. And I pray that your heart heals because you are one beautiful soul.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you found social media and social media found you and you've mastered it.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here, April. Thank you.
Okay, brains, you know where we are. I need you to like, love, and share over and over and over again. Get that content out there. Follow up. Make the appropriate post. Be sure that you're checking your timelines of when that's going out. Be sure that you are being kind with what you're saying. If you don't agree, like Mama say, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. You know, exactly. Zip it, because you are being watched. You are being followed. You are being recorded. So never forget that. And you are, again, the first thing that happens when something says, you know, something goes wrong, what do they say? Oh, let's check their social media. You're telling on yourself, you know, and don't be angry. If you need to make an investment in your business, invest in Gwen, invest in ads, invest in podcasts. That's the cost of doing business, right?
Spot on.
All right. Talk to you later, Gwen. Brains, be good to yourself. I'm counting on you.
Bye for now. Bye.